Hey, what's up? This is SpongeBob Guitar Man.
The Extreme Most 7.
Break the walls, 10.
And this is our podcast on WWE King of the Ring 2010, our thoughts and opinions. So, T Extreme, give your opinions first.
Well, I personally really like the tournament. I like the way they went about it. I was happy that Ezekiel Jackson got counted out and not pinned, because I really did not want to see him win. And I think the best way to make it that he could continue staying strong but not winning King of the Ring was by a count out. I thought Morrison should have been the best pick to win, even though I really was rooting for Cody Rhodes because I see a lot of potential in him. But I really think that it should have been Morrison in the end. I don't think Sheamus needed to win that, and I thought it was not smart for Sheamus to win, but I'm not complaining, really. I think it's not, it could have been worse than Sheamus. Bobby, you got your thoughts?
I think the tournament was very well done, but as far as the winner, I'm kind of skeptical about it. Personally, I thought that Del Rio was gonna win. Now, honestly, I do think that it would have been smart to have Morrison win, only because over the past few years or past couple times King of the Ring has been done, a heel has won. And 2007, I think it was Booker T, and then a couple of years ago it was William Regal. I just thought it was time for a face to win it, and I thought that with all the talk now of John Morrison being the Marty Jannetty of JOMO, I thought that WWE needed to start the process of making John Morrison into a huge superstar. That didn't happen. I don't even think it, honestly, at this point, I don't think it would ever happen at all. And I do, sadly, I mean, Morrison has the more talent than The Miz, but at this point in time, I think that Morrison's just gonna wind up being the Marty Jannetty of the group. And as far as Sheamus goes, I thought that, I mean, I don't like him winning, but this is just one step in a good direction to establish Sheamus as a big time player in the WWE for years to come. But yeah, what did you think, SpongeBob the Con Man?
I basically agree with what you guys said. I don't think Sheamus needed to really win King of the Ring. Like Bobby said, I think that Alberto Del Rio should have been the one, because I'm a big Alberto Del Rio mark, and I thought that he should have won for that specific reason. And I mean, he's a really good wrestler and everything, so I think that, I mean, he's getting a pretty big push now, but if he was King of the Ring, imagine the push that he would have got.
I agree. I really
So,
think that if you look back, I think that a lot of the past, I think it really could have set up someone like Morrison. I did not see Del Rio winning. I knew Mysterio was going to come out and cost him the King of the Ring match, but I didn't. That I really thought it really could have set up someone like Morrison, someone like Cody Rhodes, to really get the jump start into the upper mid card, almost main event level.
Let me just address a couple things you guys said for T Extreme. You said that you didn't want Ezekiel Jackson to win, so I'm assuming you wanted McIntyre to win.
I didn't want either of them to win. That's why I thought it should have been a countout, like a double countout, because I didn't think either of them should have advanced. And I think the way that they want Jackson to stay strong, I think that was the best way to have him lose.
Well, in my point of view, I actually would very much disagree with you, because number one, I thought that it was kind of pointless to have a double count out, only because it's not like these guys are gonna feud. One's on Raw, one's on SmackDown. I thought that with the push Ezekiel Jackson was getting over the past couple of weeks, I thought that he should have went over McIntyre, in my opinion. Now, I am somewhat of an Ezekiel Ezekiel Jackson fan, but I mean, once, you know, Sheamus won his match against Kofi, you know, if Ezekiel Jackson won that match against McIntyre, I wouldn't know who would have won Ezekiel Jackson versus Sheamus, just because of the push Ezekiel Jackson is getting, but also the fact that Sheamus has been a big player in the WWE this year. So in my opinion, the double countout just made King of the Ring that much more predictable. So I don't know. Do you agree with that?
No, I understand where you're coming from, like, completely. But do you think if Ezekiel Jackson beat McIntyre and then it went on to be not even squashed, but just beat by Sheamus, how would you think that would have gone? I mean, it would have made Ezekiel Jackson look like worse than the double count. I think the double countout was good from the fact of that it didn't hurt Ezekiel Jackson. What do you think would have happened in the match? Like, do you think he would have, Ezekiel Jackson would have got counted out in the match with Sheamus? Or do you think he would have just pinned him in, like, you know, 3 or 4 minutes, which I think would have made Ezekiel Jackson look really bad?
Well, I mean, it really does depend, and, you know, that's a good question. But the thing is, I mean, if Ezekiel Jackson was to face Sheamus, you know, that in itself is just a testament of how WWE thinks highly of this guy. You know, I do think that WWE likes him, so we're gonna see more of Ezekiel Jackson. But if Ezekiel Jackson were to lose, you know, I still think that it would have been much more impressive than getting a double count out with McIntyre. I mean, what do you think, Guitar Man? Whose side do you agree with?
I like Ezekiel Jackson, and I did not like the fact of the double countout, because, like you said, it did make it more predictable of Sheamus winning. But if, I don't know what anyone else heard, but if you noticed, a lot of people were saying that Triple H was going to return right there in that second match.
I didn't think it was going to happen. No way. Because you know that if Triple H was going to return, it would not be in the match before the main. If Triple H was going to return, it would have been the last part of the show. He would want everyone to go out with a bang, with everyone thinking of him, and he would not have wanted it to be at that moment and then have the TLC match. I don't think at all that Triple H would have came back at that moment. I was the only one that thought it would not have happened. I don't know what you guys think.
Well,
I mean, what was the only logical way to bring back Triple H last night? There wasn't any.
Yeah,
the reason why he was not going to turn last night. There was no reason to.
There was, because Sheamus was the one that actually put him out, and everyone was thinking if Sheamus won King of the Ring, Triple H would have been mad about it, since he was the king of he's the King of Kings. Then he would have came out when Sheamus got his crown on, or he would have came out in that match to replace whoever got the crown up.
Look at this. If he were to do that, look how insignificant Sheamus would have been after winning King of the Ring. Yep. He just won King of the Ring, and Triple H is going to come out and just squash him after winning? Well, look how insignificant that's going to make Sheamus look. I don't know if you guys agree or not.
How insignificant have they made him look from going from a main eventer to a mid-carder?
Hold on for a second. Tarnan, before, you said that Sheamus didn't really need that win, yet you just said how Sheamus has been looking insignificant as of late. So don't you think, you know, the win last night is going to even further him to be a big-time player, and it's getting Sheamus back on the right track that he hasn't been on in the past few months?
Yes, I agree with that.
I mean, I don't think Sheamus has become insignificant, if you think about it. He might have lost the match to Randy Orton in Hell in a Cell. He looked strong at Bragging Rights. I don't know what you got. I think he looked strong. He eliminated a couple guys and then got counted out with the Big Show, which, again, he beat a couple of guys, got counted out. I think that made him just look not as bad. Then again, he would go on. He lost a match to John Morrison in a Survivor Series. But if you want to build new stars, like, John Morrison can't beat a whole bunch of people that are, like, jobbers to become a main event power. People that are bigger than him need to put him over to get him up there. And I don't think Sheamus has been it. I don't know why so many people think Sheamus is looked insignificant over the past few months. I just think that with the whole Nexus angle going on, with the WWE title with Cena and Orton, I don't think Sheamus can be up there in the title picture, and people seem to think that he's become insignificant.
Well, I mean, if you look what he's been doing as of late, it's easy to say that he's been insignificant. I mean, he's been feuding with, I guess you can say, Santino, which is kind of off and on. But, you know, with Ed Morrison as well, but, I mean, that's not really his fault. I mean, you look at the roster on Raw, the only two guys that he could have possibly feuded with was John Cena and Randy Orton. Those two guys were already in a storyline. So, I mean, who are you supposed to put him up against?
Yeah.
So, in this way that he's going to win the King of the Ring, he won the King of the Ring, you know, he might open an opportunity for maybe, dare I say, another Sheamus Randy Orton feud.
I don't know if you guys agree with me or not, but even though Sheamus went down a lot by doing this, I really enjoyed the Santino Marella angle. I thought it was great. I think Santino's hilarious. I think he brought, like, what during that, did you guys see the tea time angle that he did? I thought that was great.
Yeah, but that's basically the only great thing that was in the feud. I mean, it was just bullshit. I mean, they had Sheamus lose to Santino. I mean, what do you think about this, Guitar Man? I mean, honestly, I mean, that whole feud was stupid to begin with. I mean, do you agree with that?
I agree. I mean, the Santino feud, I didn't even understand what happened with that. But the Morrison feud, I didn't like the Morrison feud because Morrison was calling him a bully. And I didn't like the fact of just that angle of how, like, he's calling him a bully. Like, it's not wrestling-like.
I understand that. I mean, the only thing why I'm skeptical about this whole John Morrison feud with Sheamus that was going on is because I don't get the, like, I'm so skeptical about WWE pushing new talent nowadays because look at what they did with Kofi Kingston. And, I mean, come on, he was feuding with Randy Orton on pay-per-view. He beat Randy Orton on a pay-per-view. Well, it was a team, but he beat him in the end. And then he just gets dropped down to John, first one eliminated at Survivor. No, he was not. He was the first one eliminated at Bragging Rights. And I don't get how. That's why I'm so skeptical about pushing new stars because it'll just make a bigger star look worse, especially if WWE is not going to carry out the push like they did with Kofi Kingston.
Hold on for a minute. So you're telling me that you're against pushing the new talent?
No, I'm not against it. I'm against when they push a new talent and then just completely drop the push.
Well, I mean, that's going for everybody. I mean, we personally, we don't know who's going to be flavor of the month and who's going to be the next Sheamus who has consistently, you know, stuck around in the upper mid-card main event. But, I mean, at this point in time, WWE needs to do what they're doing right now. They have to experiment with these younger guys to see who can sell merchandise, who can get over. And those guys like Jack Swagger, who just don't work out as a big-time star, you know? I mean, is what they're doing wrong, what they did wrong with Kofi Kingston? Absolutely, it was totally wrong, because honestly, Kofi Kingston was probably arguably the hottest superstar around that time with his huge brand, Randy Orton. I totally agree with that. But other than Kofi, I mean, for the most part, guys have been getting consistent pushes and Jack Swagger, you know, Barrett has been getting a consistent push. Sheamus has been up there, The Miz. So I mean, they're, in my opinion, they're doing more good than bad with the whole young star uprising. I mean, but that's just me personally.
It's okay. I mean, I would agree with that. What do you think, Tyler?
I agree. It's I like them pushing new talent. It's just when they do push new talent, they either have to keep it going. They can't just drop it out of nowhere like they normally do. They just have to keep it going. If they want to push that person, they have to stay with that and actually push that person.
Well, what do you think about Evan Bourne? I mean, I know he's injured now, but it looked like he was getting a push. He beat Jericho on pay-per-view. He pinned Sheamus in the main event of Raw when Sheamus was, like, hot. Like, when Sheamus was really, like, one of the big talent. He beat Sheamus in the main event of Raw. in a tag match, and then he pinned Jericho twice. I mean, it looked as if he was going to get a big push, and then look what happened to Bourne.
Yeah, you know? I agree with that, but in my opinion, I've never got interested in Evan Bourne. I just couldn't ever get interested in the way his style is, and just my opinion. But I think we touched enough on this, so we're going to go to our thoughts on John Cena with the Nexus really quick. So let's finish this up.
Hold on one sec, too. Not only we'll talk about John Cena and Sheamus, right before that, I was thinking, what do you guys think of the way they did Miz and the King last night? What are your thoughts on that? Because I'd like to know what you guys think about that, because I personally didn't like the fact that he versed the King in a TLC match. There's so many other people that they could have put in that spot, and they chose the King. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Well, it's I agree. Well, it kind of all depends on what they were trying to do with the King. I mean, when Cole came in, I mean, you know, Jerry had it won. But Cole came in for a specific reason. I mean, obviously, they did not want Jerry to be WWE champion. They just wanted to put him there to give him a little attention on his birthday. And that's mainly what I think about that match.
Hey, I completely agree. I just think they were looking for attention.
Exactly.
As we go in, all right, we can talk now about the John Cena Nexus angle. What do you guys think about that? What do you think?
Well, I think, I don't understand about that house show. I mean, we've seen so many pictures of Juan Cena, but when he was on Raw last night, he wasn't Juan Cena. He was just John Cena.
Yeah, I think that's just a house show thing. I really think that it's just going to be John Cena is going to come back and go through the crowd and beat people up backstage until he eventually gets to Wade Barrett. And Wade Barrett will get re-signed, and John Cena will get re-signed to Wade Barrett and take him down, and that's how I think it's going to turn out.
Yeah, I agree with that, too. All right.
So.
Alright, well, thank you guys for doing this podcast with me. So, thanks for watching, thanks for listening. Hopefully there's many more to come. Thanks.